With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The state health department is reporting another new case of vaping-related lung illness in Montana. The Department of Public Health and Human Services says a person in their 20s from Cascade County was hospitalized last month. The recovering patient has a known history of vaping, but state epidemiologist Laura Williamson says health officials don't have many details on the person's vaping habits.
However, we do know that this individual reported vaping marijuana, which is consistent with what we're finding nationally with the 2,700 EVALI patients across the country. Most of them report vaping THC-containing products or nicotine products or both.
EVALI stands for E-Cigarette or Vaping Product Use Associated Lung Injury and is the name the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have given to the newly identified disease. State officials have tallied 7 illnesses and 1 death connected to EVALI in Montana. The CDC says just over 2,700 people nationally have been hospitalized due to EVALI, and 60 people have died from the disease. The outbreak peaked last September. 5 people were hospitalized overnight in Helena after being exposed to carbon monoxide at a hotel. A Jorgensen's Inn and Suites spokesperson says a guest called 911 yesterday after their child became ill. Responding firefighters used guests' flu-like symptoms, flushed skin, and lethargy to diagnose the issue, tracing the leak to the hotel pool's heater. Fire crews found no carbon monoxide detectors, and the heaters and natural gas were shut off until repairs could be made. The Montana Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this April in the case of a physician appealing his negligent homicide conviction over the overdose deaths of 2 patients. Chris Arthur Christensen of Florence was charged in 2015, convicted in November 2017, and sentenced to 10 years in prison. His appeal was filed last June. Christensen's appeal questions whether a physician could be convicted of criminal distribution of dangerous drugs in the course of their professional practice. The U.S. Department of Treasury has agreed to settle a Montana county's debt for the cleanup of a 2011 oil spill. Montana's congressional delegation announced the settlement today, following their bipartisan pressure on the federal department. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Powell County Attorney Catherine McHenry says the Treasury Department has agreed to accept the county's offer to pay $200,000 for the past cleanup of the Milwaukee Roadhouse site in Deer Lodge. The fuel oil was discovered in 2011 from an abandoned tanker used by Milwaukee Railroad, close to a tributary of the Clark Fork River, and required cleanup. The U.S. Coast Guard billed the county around $4 million for that work. County Attorney McHenry.
The $4 million was completely out of reach.
Montana's U.S. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte wrote multiple letters to the Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, asking the federal department to absolve or settle the debt burden. In a letter from June 2018, the delegation wrote that Powell County simply couldn't afford to pay the bill. All 3 members of the delegation praised the settlement in a joint press release. County Attorney McHenry says Powell County commissioners still need to give their final approval of the settlement. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.